This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr joins me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, lovely to be here.
Could you tell me what number five was of the top five search trends for this week?
Yeah, number five, you know, comes as no shock to any. Everybody's searching for crock pots this week, which is totally absurd. And this one kind of gets me a little bit fired up because Crockpot was kind of involved in a controversial kind of scene. I'm not going to give anything away in case anybody watches, so no spoiler alerts here. But in the TV show This Is Us, and it kind of caused a little bit of issue on the show, and so everybody is like calling in real life, like public outcry against Crockpot, like, oh my god, I'm going to throw my Crockpot away, I don't want this happening to me. And there's like this massive backlash against the innocent Crockpot, and it's so ridiculous because it just shows how much power society has in the age of social media to influence things. And so Crockpot had to come out and be like, hey, we get your concern, but that was a TV show, so let's all relax. Even like the director or the creator of This Is Us came out as well and had a statement that was like, hey, we get it, but it's a Crockpot and it's a fake show, so everybody just relax. But everybody's searching for Crockpot. Crockpot fire spiked over 2,000% this past week, so watch out. But I will say, don't throw away your Crockpot, because first off, Crockpots are awesome and they can cook good stuff, and they're actually not dangerous. This Is Us is a fake TV show. Everybody relax.
Oh my god, yeah, I was just about to say Crockpots are like a godsend. You could cook something while you're sleeping and boom, it's, you got yourself breakfast, lunch, and dinner the next day. That is so weird.
100%. I know, man. You throw some stuff in there before you go to bed, you wake up, got a nice breakfast, maybe even have it going all day, have a nice dinner. I mean, they're awesome. I'm a fan.
Okay, well, all right. So what was number four?
So it's 50 Cent. He got rich and he didn't have to die trying. This story is actually just so absurd and it's awesome. I'm really glad that it's true. So back in 2014, he let people buy his album, Animal Ambition, with Bitcoin, and he totally forgot about it, the fact that he did that. And then all of a sudden this past week, he's like, oh my god, I let people do that. It's probably worth a lot more. And yeah, it's worth $7 million now, what he let people buy his album with Bitcoin. So yeah, he just totally forgot, and now he's got $7 million that he didn't know about, and it's great, which is interesting, too, because like he had like some weird bankruptcy issues in the past as well, so now he's got another $7 million to play with, and he just totally forgot about it, and he's tweeting, he's like, I'm so proud of me, and he's like, man, LOL, like, I'm gonna keep it real, I totally forgot I did it, so it's a cool story. It's kind of like, you know, like, finding $20 in your pocket after, like, you do laundry or something, but a million times better than that.
Yeah, with Bitcoins. And that's a little weird. I mean, if he had it back then, and I think he filed bankruptcy around the same time, shouldn't that have been part of, like, the bankruptcy thing? Like, is the IRS going to come after him?
Hey, yeah, totally. Or, like, you know, maybe some sort of financial advisor can be like, hey, well, let's check all of your bank accounts, including this hidden cryptocurrency one. I don't know, somehow quite overlooked, but it worked out in his favor.
Yeah, no way, right? Good for him. So what was number three?
We got the Grammy Awards coming out on Sunday night, and so everybody's searching for that. And it's interesting because we're looking at kind of just popularity of different songs on YouTube, and obviously if YouTube popularity is any indication, then Despacito could have a pretty big time at the Grammys on Sunday, potentially could be up for Record of the Year, Song of the Year, or potentially win both of those. Same with, like, best music video. Based on the YouTube trends, we feel like that could probably go to Kendrick Lamar's Humble. But yeah, I mean, it was, Despacito was the most searched best Song of the Year nominee in each state in the U.S. this past week. So, you know, if we're looking at those types of statistics, it seems like a runaway favorite for the Grammy Awards.
You're right, though. I would like to see Humble win something. That was such a good song. I love it.
Yeah, the music video is also just awesome. I think it's good. I'm not a huge Kendrick Lamar fan, but Humble is sweet, and I'm a fan.
Yeah, definitely. Neither am I, but you can't deny that song is really good.
Yeah, it gets you fired up, no doubt.
Absolutely. So what was number two?
All right, this is the most, potentially the most absurd one that we've ever talked about on this show ever. Camel Botox. So this past week, there was this huge scandal in a camel beauty contest in Saudi Arabia. It's King Abdulaziz's Camel Festival, and that happened this past week. And they do races with camels, and they also do a beauty competition, and scandal broke loose because it was found out that some of the camel owners were using Botox in the camels on their face and lips and jawline and eyebrows to make these camels more beautiful. And they were disqualified, and they brought shame to the entire beauty contest, and it was just totally outrageous. And probably what I was thinking when I first learned about this, and probably what everybody else is thinking, is like, okay, it's a camel beauty contest. Like, how much can really be at stake, and why are people putting so much effort into making their camels look beautiful? Well, there's $57 million at stake, and they're awarded to the winners of the contest and the races, and then over $31 million just for the beauty pageant. So obviously, yeah, you're going to do anything that you possibly can to make that camel look beautiful and have them win, because that's a lot of money. But, like, I'm looking at the pictures of the camels. There's no way you could tell a difference between a Botox camel and a non-Botox camel. I mean, I like to see beauty in all things, but camels are not the most beautiful of creatures. So I don't really see a big difference between, like, the ugliest camel I've ever seen and the most beautiful, but I guess a little Botox could help.
You know, I was just thinking of dog shows, and I know there's, like, a standard for the breed. Maybe it's the same thing with camels, like, their face has to be, their jowls have to hang just the right amount. And maybe the Botox help, you know, pull their face down. I don't know, but that is so strange.
I know. It's great. I wonder if, like, the camels are walking around, too, like the ones that win the pageant, kind of, like, with a little bit of swagger in their step, looking at the other camels. Like, yeah, that's right. I got the great lips. You don't. And kind of strutting their
stuff. Yeah, right?
I hope it's like that. Like Camel Mean Girls or something.
I would love to see a cartoon of Camel Mean Girls. We're going to do it now.
Okay, let's do it.
What was number one?
That is the government still shut down? So on Friday at midnight, the government shut down for just 3 days. They were trying to determine some budget, and there were some discrepancies with that, and both sides could actually not come to an approved federal budget for the upcoming fiscal year. So non-essential functions of the U.S. government closed until they could actually agree upon a budget, which they kind of did, but they only just moved the deadline until February 8th. So on Tuesday, they reopened the government after President Donald Trump agreed to some new legislation, but essentially it just bought them a little bit of time. So right now they've got 15 days and they need to resolve it by February 8th or else we're going to see another government shutdown. And this time it could be a little bit more significant because it's kind of do or die time at this point. One of the biggest things that they're arguing over is is DACA, so the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, and some other immigration policies. So yeah, that was a bummer. So everybody was searching for that. Obviously it was affecting everybody in the United States because our government wasn't working, but you know, I'm optimistic that they can maybe get their stuff together by February 8th and come to an agreement, and then no more shutdowns.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope they do come to some sort of agreement. Come on, compromise. Not everybody's going to be happy when you leave the table.
Exactly. Compromise. Yeah, you should get in there. Send them an email or something. Let them know how it works.
I'm not doing any politics. I'm staying far from it. But I would love to be a fly on the wall. I'm a little curious. Do you know what exactly shut down? Because when I hear government shutting down, I think, am I going to get my mail? You know, or am I, you know, I'm sure people out there are like, am I going to get my Social Security? I mean, what does it mean when they shut down? Is it just like one or two departments? Like, does the janitor not come to work?
Yeah. So my characterization that I have here is the non-essential functions. So essentially, anything from like working at national parks or monuments, processing passport and visa applications, maintaining government websites. But it did shut down 850,000 executive branch employees. So a pretty widespread shutdown. But for me personally, it didn't seem like it really affected my day-to-day at all. But I saw NASA tweet out that, you know, their social media handles are going to be shut down. They're not responding to any type of inquiries during the shutdown. All the national parks were closed. I was actually trying to go camping last weekend and had to switch to a state park because I was going to go to a federal park, and they're like, yeah, we're shut down. So, yeah, I guess whatever non-essential functions, whatever that really entails, the specifics around that, those were the ones that were shut down.
Okay, okay, cool. All right, it's you know, when you hear something like that, you think it's going to be something so huge, and you're right, it's something that doesn't really affect your day-to-day life, and I'm sure it affects, like, the social media managers out there and the webmasters, I guess, of government sites, but that's, you don't see it.
Yeah, you don't see it. I wonder if they're kind of stoked, though. They're like, ah, you know, shut down, don't have to tweet today, can kind of just kick my feet up and relax.
I wonder if they got paid. Do you think that was, like, a paid leave day or something, or they had to take a vacation?
I feel like they got it. Well, I don't know. That's a good question, actually. Well, I don't know. We'll have to Google it if you don't know. I'm not entirely sure.
Yes, Google. Google will know. So what was the number one YouTube video trend for this week?
That was the Oscar 2018 nominations announcement. It's a long video, but it's cool. Obviously, they just go through all the different nominations, and there's two hosts that speak about it, Tiffany Haddish and Andy Serkis. It kind of goes on a little bit too long for my taste. I feel like they could maybe spice it up a little bit, but it's cool. And the Oscars are great. I just saw Lady Bird this past week. Let's see, what else have I seen in the Best Picture? I also saw Dunkirk. But man, Lady Bird is great. I recommend everybody see it. Great coming-of-age story. Saoirse Ronan is just phenomenal. I haven't seen I, Tonya yet, but I've heard Margot Robbie is also extremely incredible in that. But based on my limited knowledge, I feel like Saoirse Ronan should win Best Actress. But yeah, man, Oscars coming up on March 4th on ABC, so should be an exciting one. I'm certainly excited about the Oscars.
You know, it's funny you say it's too long. I agree. They should, like, cut it up into, I don't know, just the category itself. But then again, that would have been, like, an easy 30 seconds. So,
Yeah, you kind of got to get, you know, there's a lot of nominations, so I guess it kind of has to be long. I really liked the intro, though. I thought that was kind of emotional, and they did a good job capturing, like, the essence of the Oscars. But yeah, just to kind of give a quick summary in case people don't actually want to watch. So Shape of Water leads the nominations with 13, including Best Picture. Greta Gerwig, she is the director of Lady Bird, and she's up for Best Director. And so it's not all male nominees, as Natalie Portman pointed out at the Golden Globes. Meryl Streep has her 21st nomination for The Post. Yeah, so she's killing it per usual. But yeah, that's about it. Should be a good award show.
Well, cool. Thank you so much, Justin, for coming on.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's masonverapayne.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.